If you're taking notes, I thought this was funny. It has nothing to do with the movie. It doesn't. It really doesn't. I don't even think I've seen the movie. But the title is The Sixth Sense. So, Sixth Sense. Because you guys know, right? We have like five senses, right?
Yeah.
Taste, touch. Sight, touch, smell. I'm missing one. Smell. But there's a sixth sense. Everyone say the Holy Spirit. Turn to John chapter 16, verse 13. Hey, Pastor Tamara. I think things might get a little heavy because I think I'm going to share something that I've never shared before in public, which is something that you're very familiar with. So if there's anything that I say that is either out of line or not biblical or I need to adjust, please let me know. You can either come up here. I'll have my phone open too if you want to text me as well. I wouldn't freak out. but I'm pretty sure. It's not something I exactly want to share, but I think it's something that the Holy Spirit is telling me to share. What was I doing? Anyways, John chapter 16, verse 13. Oh, that's what I was doing. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Go back to verse, I think it's 12, or just before that. So verse 13. He will guide you into all truth. Listen, guys. One thing that I was meditating on the past couple days is just like how I don't know what's happening in your lives, and I don't know what things you're going through. But at some point, natural things will only take you so far. Whether it's counsel from your friends, or whether it's Google search, or whether it's Quora, or whether it's talking to, you know, whoever it may be, even like youth leaders. Like, listen, guys, youth leaders and pastors cannot take the place of God in your life. They cannot take, just because like we have relationship. Listen, my relationship with Antonio is not meant to satisfy him. My relationship with him, like, just because we're cool doesn't mean he's cool with God. Does that make sense? Oh, wow. We can't let natural relationships take the place of God. At some point, we're going to get to a point where you need something supernatural. Like the woman who you guys remember the story where Jesus is going to some guy's house to pray for his daughter, and the multitudes are like touching Jesus and they're pulling at him. And this woman who had an infirmity for, someone tell me how many years? 12? 12. For 12 years, she had this issue of blood. And the Bible says that she spent all of her livelihood, all of her money, on doctors and physicians trying to get a cure. And she got none. In fact, she only got worse. Natural solutions will only get you so far. And when you exhaust all the natural solutions of whether it's your healing or it's prosperity, physical healing or emotional healing, at some point you're going to need something supernatural. At some point you're going to need to connect with the God of the universe. You guys hearing me? And this is how it happens for us. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Totally off topic, but maybe completely off topic. But a good indication of where your heart is, as far as like loving Jesus, being submitted to him, letting the Holy Spirit guide your life, a good indicator of whether someone is truly submitted or they're just playing church is, what happens when, like, the pain comes? What happens when the disappointment comes? What happens when, like, the upsets happen or the frustrations happen or the letdowns? When that happens, what do we do with those things? And for many people, those things cause us to separate ourselves from God instead of running right to him. Thanks, man. I think by now it's probably been like 4 or 5 years ago. But 4 or 5 years ago, I went through like a whole, I've told you guys this part before, but not what actually happened. But for a period of like a year, maybe like a year and a half, I was like totally like just burned out. I was like, I'd come to like do ministry and like I just, I'm not, hate is a strong word. I didn't hate it, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied. I was just frustrated all the time. It was not good. Turn to your neighbor and say, it was not good. And turn to your other neighbor because I need some more water. Honestly, so during that time, I was doing all these things for God without God.
Wow.
I was doing all these things. I was in full-time ministry, full-time ministry, full-time ministry. I was in church all the time, and yet, no relationship. Maybe that's why I've been talking about relationship this whole year. My mind. Help me. Because I cannot do ministry without him. I cannot serve God without his Holy Spirit. I can't. What? I would die inside if I did. If I looked at everything that God has called me to do, oh my gosh. God sustains you for your calling, guys. It is God. God is the one who's, I can, same thing I was talking, like, I can come to Israel, I was like, yeah, you're called to play the drums, you're called to do this, you're called to do that, but this relationship is not going to fulfill his calling. This relationship is not going to fuel him. Me encouraging Israel will help. God will use me, but he needs to get his sustenance. He needs to get his joy, his peace, his being. His purpose needs to come from not what his youth leader tells him, but what I am affirming that God already told him. You cannot fulfill God's calling without God. And coming to church and hanging out with your leader, youth leaders will not fulfill your calling either. We serve a purpose. We're here to equip you. We're here, ministry of reconciliation. We're here to connect you with your father so you guys can figure it out and we can help. We can do it together. But our relationships are not going to fulfill the calling that God has in your life. It's not. I have no idea where I am. I have a story. That's what I was doing. I was burned out. And it got to the point where I literally, like, I, my little Chevy car. That car was so good to me. It started messing up, and then it sold it. Poor lady. It got to a point where, like, I literally, like, I packed up all my stuff, put it in my car, and I started driving. And I was like, I'm not coming back. Here's the crazy thing. I thought I was in God's will, because in that moment I was like, I'm leaving it all behind. I just started driving. I'm like, cool. I'm going to leave it all behind. I'm good. And I'm like, listen to how crazy this is, right? I'm driving. I'm like worshiping. I'm praying. I'm like, it's like the middle of the night, and I'm just driving. I'm like, this is good. I'm telling myself, this is good. I'm okay. A few hours later, I stop, and I'm like, I should probably sleep. And I can't sleep at all. And I start crying out to Jesus. Jesus, give me your peace. Give me your peace. Give me your peace. And nothing. In fact, all I felt was, and this is a kind of a strong word, but all I felt was like torment. I did not feel at peace. I feel like, to this day, I've never felt this in my life than that day where I felt like, it's so weird. And don't freak out. And I'm just trying to best describe how I felt. But it literally felt like something was gripping my soul. It was like, everything in my body, like, I could not sleep. And all I kept doing was saying, Jesus, 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 and then, like, nothing. And I was just like, I've never been in a moment where, like, I've felt no peace at all. And it's so crazy, because looking back at it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, Like, God's always been in my life, and in that point, I was running away from him, and I felt it. I could feel me being not only removing myself from, like, my pastoral covering, but literally, like, I'm walking away from my destiny here. I'm walking away from my calling. I was about to leave all of that behind because of how I felt. And really, it was my fault for not being plugged in and not being, like, sustained by him. It was my fault for trying to do everything on my own. It's my fault for not being guided by the Holy Spirit and just trying to, like, you know, survive in a natural. It only got me so far until, like, I was like, I'm done, because I wasn't doing it with him, even though I was doing it for him. A few hours passed by, and this thought comes into my head. I was like, I gotta go back. That's where God is, and I can't run away from God. I can't. And the moment I made the decision, I'm going back, peace of God just, like, God just filled the room with a peace, and I was like, this sucks. Came back, talked to Pastor Drew. Pastor Drew was the best pastor I've ever had. Really the only pastor I've ever had, but still. And I got back home and told him what happened. The only thing I remember him saying, which is all I needed to hear, was he said, welcome home. And yeah, from that point on, it was, I just stayed plugged in. Like, my that changed my life, where it was just like, I guess it was kind of like a wake-up call where, like, I didn't know how, I hadn't realized how close I was with him and how, like, in his will I was until I decided to take a step away from it. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was a crazy feeling of just, like, I was, like, overwhelmed by, like, something that was not good. It was crazy. It was like this urgency all over my body of, like, go back. Go to my Galatians scripture. Yeah? Actually, how about we all turn there? Because all of you guys need to, like, highlight this and memorize this and do whatever you want to do with scriptures. But this is, like, Galatians 3:15. You guys there? It's been a while since I told you guys to turn to a scripture. Good practice. You can do it more often. Galatians 3:15. Y'all there? Brethren, I speak in the manner of men. The what? Do I have the wrong one, dude? Oh my gosh. I have the wrong one, man. Man. No. Thank you, though. How did I mess this up? Like, I, like, looked it up and then I studied it and, like, don't worry about it. Yeah. Bro, I think Colossians. You know what's funny? I made this mistake when I was taking notes, like, on Sunday. I was like, oh, no, it's not Galatians, Colossians. And then I guess when I looked it up again, I was like, nope, I'm still wrong. I just have a desire to mess up. It's okay. All right, here we go. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. But it's the first part. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. The word rule there means umpire. Umpire, like in baseball. You're out. Or strike. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I make decisions. Well, here, the next thing more. So it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So that word rule doesn't just mean umpire, but it means, like, to direct. Let the peace of God direct you. No, do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that you're going to have peace, do not mistaken peace with comfortable. Do not mistaken peace with comfortable. That's good. Because there's a lot of things that are comfortable to do, but God will not give you peace to do it. And there's a lot of things that are uncomfortable, and God's going to give you all the peace you need to do it. It's grace. Listen, it's not comfortable to hear someone in behind you in the line talking about how much their knee hurts. It's not comfortable to, like, follow them in the parking lot in the middle of the night and ask them if they want prayer. That is very uncomfortable. But the peace of God is what directs it. So with that being said, let the peace of God rule or direct you in your hearts. Listen to me, church. Many times, and I've done this in my life many times, where I make a decision and then I look for the peace of God after it. It's like me saying, God, bless what I wanted to do, or bless what I desire, or bless what, you know, bless my will. Am I the only one in here? Where I've made a decision and then I'm praying, God, give me peace, give me peace, give me peace. It's like, no, get out of it first. I'm not going to bless you to go forward because I'm not calling you to go that way. The peace of God's leading you this way. And you're telling me to give you peace as you go that way? No. 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 It's a great scripture, huh? I love the scripture. It's like, it's so funny. I found this randomly on a YouTube video. And it's like, you know how many times I've read Colossians? Like, at least a dozen times. And then I read this and I'm like, man. It's like I was blinded until like this moment. Not this moment, but like, it's like, man. It's like, now I see. It's so good. So good. Where do we want to go next? I said a lot of statements, I think. Many of us make decisions and then pray for peace. We have to look for the peace before we make decisions and be thankful. Oh, so you're talking about like an attitude. Don't be upset at God because he's telling you what's best for you. Don't be upset with God because he's trying to lead you to like your biggest blessings. Definitely. It's not an accident. Good job, Pastor Hammer. Oh, my gosh. Romans 8:14. So the point of it was to talk about being led. We're going to go back. We got to go back to that. This is great. This is great. Antonio, come up here. Chose the right person. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. This is like, I read this, and it's crazy because like the Holy Spirit like spoke to me something, and then like I found scripture that supported it. I nerd out over that. It's so great. It's like, oh, he told me this, and it's in the Bible. I can hear from God. But here was my mentality, okay? Stay right there. It was like, my mentality, not all the time, I think it's a subtle thing, and I mentioned this during prayer yesterday, if you were there. But I feel like when we like encounter God or we seek God and we go and we're praying for whatever we're praying for, most of the time I hope we're praying for guidance. You know, we have a situation or something happened and you need guidance on what to do. I feel like a lot of people approach, I guess, that aspect of like prayer and seeking God in like God is your director. Now, don't misunderstand me. God is definitely your director. But right here, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. These are sons of God. It's not God going like, Antonio, go over there. Stop. You're doing great, sir. Now come back over here. Stop. Great, now go back over there. And stop. God's not like lording over you and just telling you go here, go there. And it's like, and I feel like if you feel like people come, they pray for guidance and then they go do it. Right? They come, they pray for guidance, and then they go do it. This word, for as many as are led, I looked it up in the Greek, and it's like, and it's the same word that one would use when someone is leading like a blind man. It's not like God. Here's what it means: to be led by the Spirit of God is not God going like, okay, you go over there, now come back over here, now you go over there. It's like, no, this is what it is. Hey, we gotta go this way. Come on. He's with you guys. He leads you. Listen, he leads you with himself. He leads you with himself. He's a personal God who lives inside of you. Check this out. You can sit down, man. Sit down now, man. Oh, I want to go there too. Psalm 37. I had two places I wanted to go, and then I chose neither. Psalm 37. Verse 23, don't look it up because this is the NIV. I like how the NIV put this. Delight yourself. It's okay, man. No, it's 37, 23. We got that, man? You can give me yes or no because I can just read it. I'll just read it. Where was it? Oh, yeah. Psalm 37, verse 23. Through 24, it's the NIV. It said, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. The Lord makes firm. What that means is a solid foundation. Like, you're not stepping and you're not like scared that you're gonna fall. You're not scared that like, you're like, one, like the Bible says that his word is a lamp to our feet. It's not, they're not like, God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. Oh my gosh, God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. And it's the peace of God that leads us into his will. So the Lord makes firm. The steps you take with him are firm. You don't have to worry about whether you made the right decision or not, because if God's the one directing it, then he's going to take care of it no matter what the situation is. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him, Listen, coming to church on Wednesday and on Sunday is not delighting in him. Just telling you right now, it is the beginning of taking delight in him, but that is not the totality of you delight in him. It is a daily personal relationship with him where God wants to spend time with you by yourself, whether it's through worship, reading your Bible, speaking in tongues. God is a very personal God who desires a very intimate relationship with every single one of us. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Verse 24, though he stumble, he will not fall. Guys, walking with God and you won't fall. You might stumble. I stumble all the time. But he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Does that sound like a God that is far off? No, he's walking right there with you. And when you stumble, he's right there to hold you. He's right there, guys. He leads you with himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. If the band can come up, that would be superb. Check this out, guys. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Wow. I just breathed in something. You heard it? I heard it too. I felt it. our bodies are temples, guys. And they're meant to be temples of the Holy Spirit. But whether it's a temple of the Holy Spirit or not, it's completely up to us. Sometimes we make it a temple of a person that we like. We make it a temple of a job that we have. Sometimes we even make it a temple of a dream or something that we desire. Anything that replaces God. Listen, this is going to sound weird, but we were created for worship. We were created for worship. We were created to be filled in worship. But whether we fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit, Bible talks about having peace and joy. There's that word peace. Peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's completely up to us whether we're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit or things of the world. Completely up to us. I think one more scripture and then we'll do something. Go back to Romans 8:14. So we read 14 already. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Do we have the next ones? No? That's my fault. Cool. We're going to go up to... I think 15 is good. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. I read this. And Paul, actually, this is like this same verse is also in like Galatians as well. I'll put it up. Don't put up the Galatians. Just stay right here. But then Galatians says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you're a son, then you're an heir of God through Christ. Yesterday, I was praying. I was just meditating. The Holy Spirit was asking me, you know, what drives you in life? Well, I want to please God. I want to do his will. And I felt the Holy Spirit said, like, here's the root of it. Abba, Father. You receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, not whom we say, not whom we whisper. It's a cry of our heart that says, Abba, Father. You want to know how not to get frustrated and burned out in ministry or in whatever you're doing? Keep that cry alive for Abba, Father. And everything that you do, and what you think, and what you say, in the decisions you make, the trajectory of your life, not only let it be in the calling of God, but just like PT was saying, as far as like an attitude of thankfulness, have the attitude of, I'm crying out to you in these decisions, God. I am crying out to you in this situation.